Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. Simbongo moyo ingwele ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Ngibulisa nabalaleli be-Radio Pulpit ngegama likaJesu. Sibonge bangwele lapha nivuke ekuseni. Nizolalela izwi likaNkulunkulu. Nidela ubuthongo benu. Siyabonga ne-support esiyitholayo. Gini from ni yenza la kwi Radio Pulpit uNkulunkulu anenze kahle bangcwele ekseni kwanamhlanje ke sizokhuluma nge 2 Timothy chapter 3 itakile yakhona ithi godlessness in the last days. Godlessness in the last days. Lana uthi umpostoli Paul makabhalela uTimothy uthi kuye, but mark this, there will be a terrible times in the last days. Uyazi ukuthi nje makathi mark this bangcwele kuvuka ukuthi uTimothy akasekho kuyibona lento ekuthwe kuye mark this. Kungcono ngoba mhlambe ibhaliwe la. Kodwa ke uma sibheka lento ngathi ngabe ishiwo kithi kwathiwa mark this. Ngani ngoba yithi namhlanje esibonayo ngempela yenzeka lento bangcwele yokuthi uma umpostoli uPaul athi godliness in the last days. Uthi umpostoli uPaul there will be a terrible times in the last days. Uyabona kuneyikhathi bangcwele zobumnandi. Kuneyikhathi bangcwele ezempumelelo, kuneyikhathi ezihlukene. Kodwa manje lana ukhuluma ngani ngeterrible times. Namhlanje siphila kwisikhathi lesi othi mawubheka ikhathi eyikhona ungazi ukuthi kuyovuka kuthweni ngelanga lakusasa ngenxa yezimo esizibonayo namhlanje. Kodwa into engikhulumela phezukwayo ukuthi sibone ngempela ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyaphila. Sibone ngempela ukuthi okulotshiwe kuba yilokho uNkulunkulu akukhulumayo. Ngoba ezwini lakhe uthi uNkulunkulu ngaze kuqaleni, ngaze kugcineni before kuqaleni. Into engeke yenzeki uNkulunkulu uyasitshela ngayo isesekude ukuthi sazi ukuthi manje uma kwenzeka lezi zinto uThixo ngokwakhe ezwini lakhe okhuluma ngayo. Manje yazi kuye kumangaze uma siphile esikhathini abantu abangalikholelwa izwi likaNkulunkulu ngoba ayikho bangcwele into esibona yenzakalayo engazange yalotshwa ukuthi izokwenzakala. Njengoba noSolomon athe sikubonayo akukho kusha kwake kwenzeka. And manje kuseni kwanamhlanje kuverse 2 wakhona lapha lithi people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive to their parents. Manje uma sibheka isathi people will be lovers of themselves. Siyabona bangcwele ukuthi ngempela leso sikhathi sifikile. Sibona ngendlela izinto esizenza ngayo. Sakha imizi emihle ngoba nezwi uJesu Christ athi kuyoba njengesikhathi sika Noah. Babe akha beshadiselana. Manje loko kwakha nokushadiselana siyakubona nanamhlanje kwenzeka. Ngoba makhulunywa ngokushadiselana akukhulumi ngokushadiselana komuntu ongumama nobaba. Kodwa kukhulunywa ngokushadiselana kwesilili esifanayo. Siyabona namhlanje ayikho into esingakwazi kuyenza. Manje sakha nezindle ezinhle. Ngani ngoba kufike isikhathi ezwi likaNkulunkulu besikhuluma ngalo. Manje lithi lana people will be lovers of themselves. Hayi siyabona bangcwele. Ubona nange angisho ukuthi ku wrong. Siyazi admire ezinye izinto. Kodwa ngifuna ukuthi sibone ukuthi ezinye izinto ngempela yizwi. Sinama artificial lashes, sinama artificial fingernails, sinama artificial hair, senza ama bleaching, senza yonke into. Ngani ngoba lishilo izwi lati people will be lovers of themselves. Abantu namhlanje bayayithanda bangcwele, benza yonke into kubonisa ukuthi bayayithanda. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sometimes abanye bazithanda baze badlule ukuthanda uNkulunkulu. ukuzithanda into enhle kodwa kufanele ukuthi singazithanda ukudlula uNkulunkulu. Namhlanje sekukhona nama religion vele akhulunywayo namhlanje abathi trust in yourself. Bathi wena trust in yourself kusho ukuthi wena your own wena. You don't need God when you are God yourself. Ngani ngoba kufike leso sikhathi bangcwele. Izwi likaNkulunkulu ethi people will be lovers of themselves. Kusho ukuthi abantu bazithanda ukuze badlula no bazithanda ukudlula uNkulunkulu. And bayithanda nezindlu zabo ukudlula uNkulunkulu. Ngoba ngesikhathi makufanele ukuthi beyohlala ebukhoneni bezwi likaNkulunkulu. Lapho uzobathola bezama ukushintsha lento nalento. Umuntu ebhizi eklina lendlu, umuntu ebhizi enza lento. Kusho ukuthi indlu yakhe is more important than ukuyoworship uNkulunkulu. Ngani ngoba izwi lishilo ukuthi people will be lovers of themselves. Manje lithi lana futhi people will be lovers of money. Bangcwele sikubona sonke uyakholwa ukholwa. Uyalifunda iBhayibheli awulifundi. Kodwa siyakubona konke lokhu kuyenzeka ukuthi people are lovers of money. And futhi lapho bangcwele ize ibonakalisa ukuthi ayikhethi ukuthi abanye baze bahambe bokwenza izinto ezingafanelekanga sebekholwa ngenxa yokuthanda imali. Nasemabandleni manje awusabekwa ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi wenze leyo nto leyo. Ubekwa ngoba umuntu okhipha imali. Imali yakho ekhulumayo. Noma ngabe wenza into engafanelekanga awukwazi ukuribyukwa. Ngani ngoba basebe ukuthi uma bekuribyuka bazoluza imali. Ngani ngoba kufike lesi sikhathi ukuthi people will be lovers of money. Manje iyenze ukuthi manje izwi likaNkulunkulu alisashunyela ngendlela ekufanele sishunyele ngalo. Alisaconvict abantu liyabaconvinsa. Alisaba convict liyabaconvinsa. Ngani ngoba kuzithandwa yona le mali. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyabona ama rituals enziwayo, siyabona ama child trafficking enziwayo, siyabona bangcwele futhi umuntu mawubheke ezweni lethu kunalento abathi cold drink, imithetho yaphulwa, ama file e-court ayadatshulwa. Izinto ezifana nalezo ezokuthanda imali. Namhlanje we don't even love our country. Ngoba if we love our country bese ngeke sifune ukungena kwenza izinto ezirong ngenxa yemali. Ngoba namhlanje abantu bathatha imali enze izinto ezingekho. Enze ama ID angekho. Enze imishado engazange bekhona. Ngani ngoba kuthandwa kwemali. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi siyalifunda noma silifundi kodwa siyalibona liyenzeka namhlanje elithi in the last days there will be lovers of money. Bangcwele siyabona kuma television abantu bathengisa abantwana baba babuzele babathengisela imali. Abantu bangena kuma life insurance bangenela indaba yemali. Abantu benza yonke into ngani ngokuthanda imali. Bese manje lithi they will be boastful. Hayi bangcwele, sizibonela ngokwethu ngamehlo ethu. Hayi siyaphosta. Ngempela ngempela abantu ufuna ukuthi aqoke into ethile. Into ezifana nalezo elithi zikaNkulunkulu, people will be proud. They will be abusive. Ha, siyayibona indaba yokuabusana. Ukuthi baningi indlela abantu aba-abuse abanye abantu ngalo. Nabantwana ba-abuse abazali babo. Nabantwana ba-abuse ama-substance. Abantwana abazali ba-abuse abantwana. Amakhapula e-abusana. Ngani ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela ukuthi lesi sikhathi sesifikile. Lithi lili lizwi, people will be disobedient to your parents. Namhlanje kwenzakalani namhlanje? Awukwazi ukubanikeza instruction abantwana. Mawukhuluma bayakuphendula. mawubeka umthetho bangcwele nabo bayawubeka namhlanje abantwana sisakwazi ukubathethisa asisakwazi ukubadisciplina ngani ngoba kufike isikhathi manje leli lizwi bangcwele lithi godliness in the last days kanti ngithanda ukuthi sezikhona lezi zinto umoya engcwele usekhona ngani ngoba ungasindiswa nawe namhlanje nayi bangcwele lithi people will be unholy lithi without love unforgiving slanderous without self control uyabona ama slanderous bangcwele abantu kuhletshwana bomakhelwane bayahlebana emabandleni kuyahletshwana kwenziwa zonke lezi zinto leli lizwi uma likhuluma ngokuthi slanderous likhuluma ngezinto ey'fana nalezo kunama zonke into ey'fana nalezi ezenzakalayo namhlanje kunama-cyber attack kunezinto ezinjalo kuyasikenywana bangcwele kwini kumafoni kuyasikenyana kuma-social media zonke lezo zinto ngani ngoba kufike isikhathi manje izwi likaNkulunkulu lisasitshela ngazo zonke lezo zinto bangcwele nokuthi people will be ungrateful uyazi ukuthi kubalulekile ukubonga Namhlanje abantu ababongi because they think they are entitled. Uma ucabanga ukuthi entitled awukwazi ukubonga ngani ucabangela ukuthi I'm entitled for this. Asikwazi ukubonga. Asigcini nokwazi ukubonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngezinto azenzile. Namhlanje omunye unikezwa i-award kule zinto ezabama movies. Wathi make phakama ebonga le award wathi angibongi muntu ngizibonga mina angibongi muntu ngizibonga mina ngoba lento akashi ukuthi angembonga uthi angibongi muntu ngizibonga mina manje yisikhathi esikuso bangcwele ukuthi namhlanje we are ungrateful asikwazi ukubonga asikwazi appreciate yonke into siyayidemanda Asikwazi ukuappreciate into esinazo. Yonke into siyayifuna ngani ngoba sibona ukuthi si-entitled. Manje sifike kulezo sikhathi. Manje lithi kuverse 3 without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutally, not lovers of good. Ha bangcwele. Sifike kuyikhathi efana kwalezo. Izwi likaNkulunkulu umpostoli uPaul azitshelayo. Athi make ekhuluma athi lapha makaqhubeka kuverse 4 athi the lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God sisesikhathini lapho abantu bathanda ipleasure more than bathanda uNkulunkulu asisho ukuthi abantu angabi nokuzijabulisa kodwa ukuzijabulisa kwethu makungabe uzijabulisa okudlula ukujabulisa uNkulunkulu Ngoba we've got to love God first. We've got to have pleasure in God first. Then lezi zinto zizolandela. Akasho ukuthi uNkulunkulu singazenzi izinto singabi nepleasure. UNkulunkulu uyayithanda ukuthi sijabule. Ngoba vele nezwi likaNkulunkulu uyasho laphayana uSolomon uma ikhuluma kubashumayeli. Uma ikhuluma ngendaba yepleasure ukuthi uNkulunkulu osenza ukuthi sibe nazo lezi zinto. Kodwa uthola ukuthi manje sesiye kuNkulunkulu sibheka lezi zinto siyamkhohlwa manje uNkulunkulu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje lisho njalo izwi kaNkulunkulu kuthi will be lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God sisalibheke kanjalo njengoba naye uSolomon elikhuluma masibheka lapha yana kuverse 4 wakhona uze uthi lapha yana kuba Shumayeli chapter 7 uma ekhuluma uthi a good name is better than fine perfume and the day of death is better than birth it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to house of feasting uthi kungcono ukuya kwindlu lapho abakhala khona kunokuya kulapho esifista khona ngani ngoba uma siya kuba lapho kukhalwa khona sine kuzikhumbuza bangcwele ukuthi namhlanje lezi zinto ziyadlula ngoba uthi makakhuluma futhi uSolomon ekhuluma ngazo uthi sorrow is better than laughter because a sad face is good for the heart besathi the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure athi the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure manje uma ngabe sithanda ipleasure than God kusho ukuthi manje khona into esingasayenzi kahle bangcele yonke into kahle ukudla kukahle but if you eat excessively udlulisa lento isikali sokuthi ufanele udle kanjani akusa rightanga yonke into uma siyenza singasidlulisa isikali sakhona uNkulunkulu lento into angayifuni manje ekseni kwanamhlanje into engikhuluma ngayo la ngikhuluma ngokuthi umpostoli uPaul uma ibhala wathi ku Timothy mark this in the end times but manje namhlanje izinto thina esizibonayo izinto bangcwele eziyenza ukuthi thina singaphenduka ngibona ukuthi ngempela izwi likaNkuluNkulunkulu likhuluma iqiniso ngoba lezi zinto ezikhulunywa yizwi likaNkuluNkulunkulu yilezi zinto ezenzakalayo athi uma ekhuluma futhi umpostoli uPaul khona lapho kwincwadi ebesivulele kaTimothy 2 Timothy 3 athi there are the kind who won their way into the house and gained control over weak-willed women, who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires. Sibona namhlanje, nezwi likaNkulunkulu liyakhuluma lithi bangcwele. They are the kind who won out their way into homes and gained control over weak-willed women. Yile zinto ekhulunywa ngazo abantu abaze baboshele zona abaya kubantu ababuthakathaka bayokwenza kubafazi ababuthakathaka benze noma yini siyayizwa i-rate ye-rape siyayizwa i-rate abuse ngani ngoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu likhulume ngezinto ezinjalo ukuthi sifike kwisikhathi ezinjalo but into emnandi bangcwele kune-solution kuyo yonke into and izwi likaNkuluNkulu lisaqhubeka lapho lithi always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth siyafundiswa emabandleni siyafundiswa kodwa lithi izwi likaNkuluNkulu we don't come to acknowledge the truth manje malikhubeka ku 8 lithi just as James and Jambriel opposed Moses so also these men oppose the truth kukhona bamelana neqiniso bangcwele ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi impendulo ikhona kuko konke lokho kubhaliwe bekubhalela ukuthi sikubone ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakubona kodwa akasho ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuyogcina kona akugcini kona kugcina uNkulunkulu ngokwakhe ngoba uNkulunkulu is Alpha and Omega yiloko uJesu Kristu esibiza lapha ku Matthew chapter 11:28 athi come he unto me all who are heavy laden I'll give you rest manje akukho lapha bangcwele esizothola ukuphumula khona ngaphandle kokubalekela kuJesu uyena he's the rock of our salvation uyena sibalekela kuyo ukuze sikwazi ukuphepha kuzo zonke lezi zinto ezenzakalayo namhlanje ngithanda ukuthi anginikezi sisafunda le scripture asinikezi the negative things amandla ukuthi manje ezinhle azikho zikhona bangcwele nezinhle bakhona abantu abasamthanda uNkulunkulu bakhona abantu abasenza izinto eziright bakhona abantu abasamfuna uNkulunkulu bakhona abantu abasamlambela uNkulunkulu but manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi sikhumbuzane ukuthi manje nami nawe sikhumbuze ukuthi masinje isikhathi thina siwela ngakuphi Ngoba kufanele sizifunde nalezi ukuze sizibheke ukuthi siwela ngakuphi ukuze uNkulunkulu asisize bangcwele ngoba uma sihamba singabheki ukuthi siwela ngakuphi kungenzeka ukuthi size siwele engozini manje sesikhathini samanje elithi izwi kaNkuluNkulu banesimo sokumkhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa baphika amandla akhe manje ikhuluma nabakholwayo banesimo sokumkhonza uNkulunkulu kodwa siphika amandla akhe baningi abantu abawaphika amandla akhe kodwa ngeSunday sihamba simkhonze siphakamisa izandla kodwa uma sesifika endaweni yobunzima yokuthi sibheke kuyuNkulunkulu siyawaphika amandla akhe abanye abantu baphelelwa amandla sebehlela emakhaya ngoba baphika amandla kaNkulunkulu baze bathi kunini ngilindile umkhuleko wami loNkulunkulu akaphenduli manje kuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu angayidileya i-answer ye-prayer ukuze aprune mina nawe ukuze sikwazi ukuma ngoba uNkulunkulu usifundisa i-patient kuko konke esihlangabezana nako ekuseni kwanamhlanje noma ngabe sowuphelele ithemba ungabuya manje uthola amandla amasha ngoba amandla akhona kuJesu ekuseni ngegama lihle lomfelo wethu nguJesu waseNazaretha amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.